Unit 6. Sales Guiding and After-Sale Service. Part 1. Listening Comprehension. Directions. This part is to test your listening ability. It consists of 3 sections. Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper responses. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper. Example. You will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A. I'm not sure. B. You're right. C. Yes, certainly. D. That's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C. Yes, certainly, is the correct answer. Now the test will begin.
1. What's Kate going to buy? What's Kate going to buy?
2. How much does this overcoat cost? How much does this overcoat cost?
3. What can I do for you, madam? What can I do for you, madam?
4. How do you like the fashion show on TV last night? How do you like the fashion show on TV last night?
5. How much did you pay for the 3 things? How much did you pay for the 3 things? 6. B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. Both the dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your paper.
6. Excuse me, can you tell me why the black jacket costs $1,500 while the blue one is only half the price?
Well, that is because the black one is made of leather.
Question. Why does the blue jacket cost less? Excuse me. Can you tell me why the black jacket costs $1,500 while the blue one is only half the price?
Well, that is because the black one is made of leather.
Question. Why does the blue jacket cost less?
Seven. Can I change this sweater, please? It's the wrong size.
Is it too big or too small?
Question. Why does the woman want to change the sweater? Can I change this sweater, please? It's the wrong size.
Is it too big or too small?
Question. Why does the woman want to change the sweater?
Eight. How much are these vases?
The regular price is $30 each. But they are 20% off today. And they are $45 if you buy two.
Question. How much do you have to pay if you buy one vase today? How much are these vases?
The regular price is $30 each, but they are 20% off today. And they are $45 if you buy two.
Question. How much do you have to pay if you buy one vase today? Nine. Have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
Almost. I got a watch for my husband, a tie for my brother, but I can't find anything suitable for my dad. He would probably like a book or a case for his coin collections.
Question. What has the woman got for her husband? Have you got your Christmas shopping done yet?
Almost. I got a watch for my husband, a tie for my brother, but I can't find anything suitable for my dad. He would probably like a book or a case for his coin collections.
Question. What has the woman got for her husband?
Ten. It is meaningless for young people to be crazy about clothes of famous brands.
Yes, and the fashion changes so fast.
Question. What does the man mean? It is meaningless for young people to be crazy about clothes of famous brands.
Yes, and the fashion changes so fast.
Question. What does the man mean?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the missing words or phrases in order of the numbered blanks according to what you have heard. The third reading is for you to check your writing. Now the passage will begin.
First reading.
A foolish man went to a butcher's shop to buy a piece of meat. As he did not know how to cook meat, he asked the butcher to tell him the way of cooking it. The butcher was kind enough to write it down for him. The man went home happily, with a piece of meat in his hand and the note in his pocket. A dog followed him on the way. It jumped at him, took the meat away from him, and ran off. The man stood there, not knowing what to do. Then he laughed and said, "Never mind. You don't know how to eat it. The note is still in my pocket."
Second reading.
A foolish man went to a butcher's shop to buy a piece of meat. As he did not know how to cook meat, he asked the butcher to tell him the way of cooking it. The butcher was kind enough to write it down for him. The man went home happily, with a piece of meat in his hand. And the note in his pocket. A dog followed him on the way. It jumped at him, took the meat away from him, and ran off. The man stood there, not knowing what to do. Then he laughed and said, "Never mind. You don't know how to eat it. The note is still in my pocket."
Final reading.
A foolish man went to a butcher's shop to buy a piece of meat. As he did not know how to cook meat, he asked the butcher to tell him the way of cooking it. The butcher was kind enough to write it down for him. The man went home happily, with a piece of meat in his hand and the note in his pocket. A dog followed him on the way. It jumped at him, took the meat away from him, and ran off. The man stood there, not knowing what to do. Then he laughed and said, "Never mind. You don't know how to eat it. The note is still in my pocket."